Is it? Good afternoon. My name is Akemini Uwan. I'm the co-founder of Truth Table podcast and also a charter member of the Civil Society Working Group. My name is Akemini Uwan, public theologian, co-founder and co-host of award-winning podcast called Truth Table and charter member of the International Civil Society Working Group. 12.5 million, that's the number of Africans who were stolen from their ethnic groups, villages, state land, family, and more. 1.8 million, the number of enslaved Africans that perished in the Middle Passage due to starvation and disease. 10.7 million, the number of enslaved Africans who disembarked those ships of terror in the Caribbean, South America, and North America, only to be greeted by the reprehensible and brutal institution that is chattel slavery, a fate none could have ever imagined. 350 million, that's the number of African descendants around the world. 440 million, that's the number of West Africans out of the 1.5 billion Africans on the continent, where the legacy of slavery and colonialism continues to stalk us individually and collectively. Reflecting on the history of the transatlantic slave trade, Placide Ogundete said this. He is one of the 440 million West Africans. Our anger at the families who sold our ancestors will never go away until the end of the world. There are multiple sites of harm that reverberate in the past and present. Multiple harm parties, Africans and African descendants. Although I support a multi-pronged approach to reparations on the municipal, state, and federal levels and applaud the achievements of the reparations movements in our lifetime, we must never forget that the quest for reparations is fundamentally a pan-African endeavor. The local reparatory justice wins must also serve the goal of long overdue global reparations for Africans and African descendants. We must keep our eyes on the prize. I hear Kwame Nkrumah's voice exclaiming, Africans must unite. In that spirit, and as an African woman, I join my voice with my African, Caribbean, and hopefully African American siblings who are united in their call for an international UN tribunal for reparations. Therefore, I strongly recommend an international UN tribunal for global reparations for Africans and African descendants on the continent and in the diaspora. Thank you, and I yield.